Chips Players present Bleak Prospect, a Depression-era scenario for Call of Cthulhu 7th Edition by Scott Dorwood from the Nameless Horrors Collection. Starring Dannon McAleer as former socialite Maureen Frayne, Joseph Chance as former businessman Thomas Dolan, and Dan Wheeler as former medical doctor Nathaniel Coombs. The keeper of arcane lore is Dominic Allen. Chapter 10. Crawley welcomes careful drivers.
So you set off back to the Hooverville?
Well, I think as we leave the drive, I'm saying to them, where do we go? Surely Arkham, or where's going to be the best medical care? The children need looking at. I mean, hell, we all need looking at, but not that we can afford it, but
Crawley.
Maybe we can...
Crawley Hospital.
Crawley.
Dr. Cavendish will help.
Dr. Cavendish, okay. You'll direct me.
And I, when I'm sure everyone else's eyes are on the road, I put on the gloves and I see if I can... I say, now, Billy, just close your eyes and bite down on this. And I take off my belt for him to bite. And I get the forceps and I start fishing around in his weird non-dimensional stomach.
So eventually you draw out another one of those creatures. It sort of bucks and lashes as you hold it up with the forceps. What do you do with it now?
What have you got there, Doc? Another one of those things? Throw it out the window.
Just keep driving.
Get rid of it.
That's what I do. I throw it out the window.
He doesn't want us to look.
Let's have a throw roll.
A throw roll?
That's really mean.
A throw roll? Surely not. Surely it's a drop roll.
Eh. To be fair, I didn't confirm that I'd opened the window before I started.
That's like a throw roll for putting a tea bag in a cup. No, I'm joking. A tea bag that's trying to attack you and it's 20 feet tall.
At least I'm in luck. Let me check. What's the base of throw? Is it 20?
20, I think.
Yeah, I've rolled an 11.
Fantastic. You toss it out the window. It disappears into the darkness.
For some poor fucking kid to find.
And I look down at Billy. Does he look okay?
He still looks obviously emaciated.
Yeah.
Weak and ill. But he's alive still.
And if I put a hand to his stomach, does it still phase through?
No.
And I put a hand to my stomach, does it phase through?
No.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, Esther.
I say, Dolan, I just sort of lean forward and almost whisper in his ear, hoping that Maureen can't hear me.
The girl's stomach. Esther's stomach. Can you touch it?
Hey.
Gently.
It's all right. It's all right. Coombs, it's okay. Just rest now. Just rest. But I look at you. I look at you and despite myself, I can't help it. The old Irish comes in and I just wink. And I say, it's all right. Everything's going to be fine. And you see my hands moving around the girl to just hold her a little bit better. And my face looking a little bit like it wants to not be doing what it's doing.
Mm.
Does her stomach feel like it's a bit light?
Yep.
So we're gonna get the doc to look at you, okay, Esther? Maureen, we're gonna get the doc to look at Esther. I think it's best.
Yes, if you would. And I like, if we're on a straight road, I'm just focused, tunnel vision, but I reach out my hand and I grab Esther's hand. Probably for the first time. I mean, I've been carrying her, but I've not hugged her yet or anything. And I just, without taking my eyes off the road, I just say, Esther, everything's going to be okay. Dr. Coombs is going to make you feel better. Okay?
We need to do this now, okay. Doc. Do you need to do this now? What?
Yeah, I think we do.
Okay, let's pull over. We'll swap it out.
Pull over.
Okay. And I do. I pull over. And I turn the headlights off.
Give me the boy.
And I take Esther, put her on the back seat, and take Billy and put him on...
It's a comedy of children.
Put him on Dolan's lap.
So you've pulled up on the side of the road. Yeah, in the woods, on the way back to the Hooverville, the side of the road, to do this.
And we're not going to the Hooverville. We're going to the hospital. That's the aim. Crawley Hospital.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. But you've stopped on the side of the road here, right?
Should we be going to the Hooverville? Was that? Did you say that we should be going to the Hooverville? For the best ending? Is that what you said? Best possible ending? It's a 400-page book. Turn to 399. Usually means good things, right?
I need a group luck roll. So the person with the lowest luck needs to roll.
I'm on...
Well, I lost 10 luck, so I'm on 10. Well,
Joseph's I'm on 6.
I think, isn't he? Let's have a roll.
Group luck roll. You know it's a dual-word adventure, and it's a group luck. It's a 47.
Sure.
Not great. So what are you doing with these kids?
Billy in the front, Esther on the back seat.
I've got Billy in the front and, with me.
And I am...
He wants to operate. Yep.
I get the forceps out again.
Mm-hmm. And you put them in Esther?
Yeah.
Sure enough, you pull out a great big fat leech-like half lamprey, half leech.
And if we're still parked up,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I sort of back out the car and move towards the side of the roads to the woods, mm-hmm. and hurl it into the woods.
Fine. So you do that, and you're in Malloy's car, right?
Yeah.
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 As you're stood in the sort of just in the edge of the road there, throwing this thing, suddenly lights come through the trees, and coming around the bend is a car. And it sees you, obviously, because you're at the side of the road, and it starts to slow down.
See you next week, lads. We are now officially the harbingers of doom to Crawley.
As it slows down, you see that there are three faces inside, two in the front and one on the back seat, staring wide-eyed at you. It looks like they're looking at the car, and they're all wearing white face coverings.
Of course they are. Doc, get back in the car. We need to go. Doc, get back in the car. We need to get to the hospital.
I think when I see this car pull up, am I sort of between our car and their car?
Yes.
Or yeah. Can I move so that I am?
Yes.
I think I just yell, drive! Drive!
Doc?
I kickstart the engine.
Doc!
But I'm waiting for him to run back through the still open door.
Does he look like he's moving? Does the doc look like he's coming?
If he is moving towards us. If it's only the length, like the width of a road,
mm-hmm.
that's like, what, a couple of seconds?
But I mean, do you look like you are stood there in a sort of beautifully choreographed moment of light flickering over your frame
yeah.
from one car, the sound of this thing writhing in the grasses behind you?
And I think I'm hoping that I might be able to do something to delay them and give you a head start.
Oh, I see,
by running to the car. But, I don't know, I guess it depends, like...
But you're not even running towards the car. Are we leaving you behind? Is that what you're saying?
You're middle of the road.
Well, I...
Halfway between us, halfway between them.
Wait!
And when you say that, I kickstart the engine.
You gotta come with us, Doc! We can't look after these kids without you!
What's this other car doing? Are they just sat there?
They're getting closer. They've slowed right down. They're having a really good look. They're coming to a stop.
For Christ's sake, Coombs, get in the car!
Well, they haven't stopped.
Not yet.
Don't be a hero. You're already a hero. Taking those slugs out of the children.
They open the car doors and start. One of them starts stepping out.
Oh, perfect. Well, then I run and get in the car.
And I'm at the engine going anyway, so as soon as he's, like, inside the door, before it closes, I'm revving and going as fast as I can.
I mean, he's drawn a gun.
Sure. I'm tearing away, if I can, as soon as he's got one leg in the car.
Right.
I'm just thinking, these masked fuckers, they're obviously the Midas... people. What does he call them, Roscoe?
The Midas Circle.
The Midas Circle. But I mean, however influential they are, I know it's all privatised healthcare and none of us would be able to. But Coombs has got a contact.
Oh no, but we could get some money.
Or we could get we could get some money. That's
also,
another
also I'm sad about the fact this car I suspect is worth a fucking bob or two. And I was thinking maybe we could sell it, but now they're here, we're just gonna get shot out, so now we're gonna have to nick theirs.
Surely that if we do manage to win the chase, they're not going to chase us all the way to a hospital and then start shooting up in the middle of public. I mean, they're secretive, right? That's the whole point. They're going to an abandoned house. I've only got two bullets left in my gun, just so everyone's aware.
Right, these are both deluxe cars.
Deluxe.
So they've both got a movement rate of 15, build 6, armour Armor for people, 2. I think that's all you need to know.
Nice. We're fast and well armored. I'm glad we swapped cars, guys.
Okay, let's have drive auto rolls.
Go on, Maureen.
Let's have it. It's not good. I'll say that up front. It's a 95.
Ooh! Shall we spend some luck or push it?
On a 50. I mean, there's no luck to be spent.
But it has to be a 96 for a fumble, right?
Yes, if your skill is under 50. It's not a fumble.
I think I'm going to have to push it. Does anyone object to me pushing it?
No.
Because I feel like I'm revving the engine, we're tearing away. So maybe it's just...
I'm not sure you can push the roll in a chase.
Ah, good to know.
It's a bit like combat, isn't it? You can either spend luck or not, I think that's...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So you failed that.
Yeah.
So your movement rate is now 14, which is still like 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
According to this.
What?
According to this, yeah.
Well, it's a Phantom.
90 miles an hour.
Unless that's modern, maybe it's modern cars. Anyway.
50 in 20s terms.
What did James Dean call his? The Bastard or something.
Let's see how they did. Okay, this is going to be an interesting...
These masked fuckers, they don't know how to drive. They can't Tokyo drift like Maureen.
I just have this image of the doc's leg is still sort of almost coming into the car.
Yeah.
The doors flapping. That's possibly why we were so slow to start. Not because you did anything wrong, but because literally that's us getting off the ground.
Yeah. Your foot gets torn off under the wheel arch.
And you've got Esther in the back, of course. Terrifying, because that's going to get shot up.
Put your seatbelt on. Get that seatbelt on her.
I think she should stay down.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point. Yeah.
Everyone gets one movement action. So Dex order. Well, I think you guys can go first. Do whatever you like. In whatever order you like. So you get one action each. Obviously the driver can drive.
That's what I'll be doing.
Everyone else can react however they want to. What do you guys do?
I'm going to look in the glove compartment.
I'm going to close the door, the back door that I've just got in, and I'm going to say, Esther, stay down, and just check that she's okay. And I'm going to like hunker down in the footwell.
Yeah. Inside the glove box is. Let's have a luck roll.
Why did I say I would do that? Of course.
Well, you never know.
Ooh,
it's a harpoon.
It's a 34. Not a 6.
Oh, mate.
It's nothing.
Some tissues.
Not even.
A copy of Auto Trader.
Yeah.
Some antifreeze and a windscreen scraper.
Phil Collins, Phil Collins' greatest hit.
I loudly say, goddamn plant managers don't even carry guns in their goddamn glove boxes.
Yeah. Cassette of Queen's greatest hits.
Oh, yeah, I pick that up and
you
throw
know
that
what it is? It's a cassette of the Apocalypse Players.
Yeah.
Is that priceless.
Priceless.
Doing the rounds.
What's this shit?
There's a little stuffed zebra. But then as you look closer, it's not really the proportions of a zebra. It's more like a donkey.
Like a zebra and
give
a donkey.
Give that to Esther, she'd love it.
I say, goddamn Argentinian tat. Throw that out the window.
So what does the driver want to do?
I'm roaring off down the road. I'm just basically trying to put as much distance between us and them. They were coming from in front of us or from behind us? In my head, it was from in front of us, but...
In my head, it was behind.
So you can move two or three locations with one movement action.
Right, I'll go to Peru.
Any hazards encountered... I'm not done yet. Any hazards encountered have one penalty die applied to the skill rolls. A driver can elect to move four or five locations with one movement action. Any hazards encountered have two penalty dice applied to the skill rolls. One passenger can assist the driver with navigation and spotting. With a successful spot hidden or navigate, on the vehicle's next move, the vehicle can accelerate once with one fewer penalty die. You can also shoot out the window and all that sort of stuff. So what do you want to do?
Fucking hell. Well, I know what direction we're going in, so at the moment I'm just accelerating and I'm trying to get as far... I'm trying to get as much distance between us and them as possible.
Move as all the...
Then that's a lot of penalty dies.
5.
But only if we encounter hazards.
Well, we're also warming up. I'm not going, like, maximum penalty dies, maybe the first option.
But don't you have to face them, Dom? I think...
Well, they're always going to be hazards.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
it's about that... It's like we're moving that
fast.
Oh,
part. I see. Yeah.
So, of course, you just hit the corner.
But my point is...
That becomes a hazard.
Maybe I'm just going for the first option, the one with the... I'm not going for that maximum penalty die situation. I'm not gunning it that fast.
Medium penalty die. Okay, let's say you move through.
Because they've still... he's pulled out a gun.
I was going to say, let's try and make some ground. Three. Let's be ambitious in our first move. I think Dom's...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
So you get as far as you can without going nuts. But the road is very bendy, so I need a drive auto roll.
Great. Let's do that. That's a 40 on my 50.
Yes.
Fantastic. You take the bends with relative ease, which puts you...
Wait, so that was without a penalty die? So no penalty die?
Oh, no, that was with a penalty die, sorry. Ah. You're going three positions.
Give it a look. That's a 50. Genuinely a 50 on my 50.
They, on the other hand, are going to fucking gun for you.
Yeah.
But they're a bit behind you, obviously. They've got to go around.
And one was out of the car pulling out a gun, right?
Well, he was, but of course, like, he was only just out of it.
Yeah.
So he just...
We had the doctor getting in.
Oh, they've left him behind.
How have they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're savage. No wonder Roscoe wanted out.
They're winners.
Yeah.
So they're going for there, but they need to make the bends with two penalty dies. You hear their engine roaring behind you, the lights closing in. And every bend you take, they're getting closer and closer. You see the lights kind of bump up and down as they hit the side of a thing and they bash into a tree. But they are much closer to you now. What do you do?
I've had my go. That everyone gets a move.
Oh, it's back around to you. Back around to you. But yeah, you can all act. You all get an action.
They've hit a tree.
They've clipped it, yeah.
Keep going to the hospital.
Can you?
Is my instinct.
So you don't have a gun, right, Doc?
No. Just my trusty two fingers that I keep thinking.
I thrust my hands into Maureen Frayne's coat, jacket, looking for the gun as she's driving.
Okay.
Thomas, what are you...
Where's the pistol?
Right pocket, you'll have to lean over.
So you snatch up this gun as you're bouncing around the car.
I'm no good with one of these.
Right.
So I take it off you.
I've not slowed unless...
You got one or two rounds left.
I think he said he's just got two rounds left.
Yeah.
I've said you've got one or two. I've lost track.
Okay.
I know it's not many.
It is.
We've got to try something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Although they've hit a tree. I mean, I'm not slowing unless someone tells me.
They're a lot closer to us now than they were. So they've gained ground. They're just taking a bit of hit damage. Floor it!
Oh, they've sort of bashed off it. Yeah.
Maybe we should go...
So I think, given that the window is still open, probably from where I threw the thing out, rather than shooting out the back window, I sort of lean out the back window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like those little. Do you ever have one of those little cars that used to do that as it rolled along?
Yeah. So cool.
Where it would have the guy lean out the window as it went one revolution of all of the wheels, and then it would pull him back in, and he'd lean it in and out. And it would make the clicking sound as well.
I'd like to lean out the window, and I'd like to use this turn to aim. I don't know whether that works in like moving.
Why not?
Right.
I just like That's to lean what out. I like. Why not?
And you're trying to make as much distance as you can, or how far do you want to move? You can go one, three, or five.
I want to go many far.
Do you want to try the five?
But maybe.
But that's two penalty die on 50%.
I think middle.
Three.
Well, the thing is, they got...
I've just seen them clip a tree.
They hit a tree, but they still caught up with us. So like,
No, they didn't get as far as they wanted to.
Oh,
they got stuck at the tree.
Right. But I've seen them hit the tree, and I'm also on my daughter's, maybe not strapped in.
We get a penalty die for three. I say let's go three again. It's still a risk. I think it's still the...
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
high rate.
I think so, yeah.
Or I'm being a bit pedestrian.
This time, however, so you move three, but this time the road is evening out as you're getting to the edge of the woods.
Right.
And just as you're getting to the edge of the woods, you see someone step out from the trees, and it's Aston Hawks. And he's going,
oh, stop!
Can you give me a sanity roll with a penalty die?
Yeah. So shall I roll the drive first or the sanity first? Because I roll my first drive.
This is instead of drive.
Oh, instead of. Well, I did very well on my...
The hazard you're dealing with here is your mind.
Yes, of course. And a man who's probably about to fold himself inside like a origami lotus flower again and disappear.
At least then you won't hit him.
Well, Unfortunately, and I don't know how this has happened, I failed on that. I got a 78 on my, like, 3 sanity or whatever it is now. It's not 3. Doctors.
What is your sanity?
It is 30... I think it's, like, 32.
You have pretty good sanity, but you've lost a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem.
You lose a point of sanity.
Lovely.
There we go.
And then do you have a bout of madness, do you?
Well, I'm indefinite, so...
Yes. Yeah. Horrible. Horrible stuff. Imagine being in the charge of a vehicle as well, full of children.
Hopefully it's like a mania to do with being really good at sports driving or something like that. That'd be helpful.
Yeah. Oh, that one.
Yeah, remember?
40, okay, drift 41 item. To 45 on the table, isn't it? I seem to remember.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. If I remember.
I haven't ever rolled that one. Must be fun.
No, it's one of the rarer manias.
You realise that Professor Hawks is the perfect person to help you get out of this mess. He's going to understand what's going on with these kids. He's going to be able to fix this problem.
Of course
it's best you pull over and let him in the car.
Yes, quite right. So I sort of adjust course slightly to the centre of the road to, like, so I'm not going in his direction, but I stop. Basically, I brake to a stop.
What the hell? What the hell?
Stopping next to him. It's all right. It's Hawks. He'll know. He'll know what to do.
Can I,
Professor Hawks?
Can I see anyone?
Get in.
No.
Get in. Quick.
He stood by the car door, not looking down, being like, I can't open the door.
It's okay. Somebody let him in. He's there by the door. Let him in.
I presumably can't see anything.
Try.
No.
I try and stick my foot on her accelerator foot. And try and drive the car. What the hell are you doing? Let's go. So I roll Billy off me. I stick my right foot onto the accelerator.
Billy slumps against the passenger door like a dead weight.
It's uncomfortable.
Chuck Billy,
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, Coombs. Do you need some kind of check, or is it like a pedal?
A hard drive auto to do this.
What? I'm sorry?
And
what?
Is Maureen resisting this? A hard drive auto.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to... If you stamp on my foot on the pedal, I'm going to try and... I'm just going to keep my foot on the brake, like, and say, what are you doing, man?
Actually, then this sounds like it might be an opposed strength roll between the two of you. Sounds like what the tussle is.
I don't understand what he's trying to do. That's the thing. I can see Hawks right there, and I don't understand why anyone would object to us picking him up. So, opposed strength. You'll win, because you're fucking hench.
Well, I'm not that strong.
I mean, my strength's not bad, although I failed. I got a 53 on my 50 strength.
Well, I got a 66 on my 60, so neither of us have succeeded.
About the same. almost exactly the same result.
Gotta go!
What are you doing,
just
Thomas?
Just drive the car. Why are you stopping?
Hawks, get in.
Doc. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's Coombs doing in all of this?
I'm aiming.
Okay.
For the whole turn. Okay.
Fine. So, they are going to try and close the gap.
Hawks, get in. Let the Hawks inside, Thomas.
They've fumbled. So, what happens is, you're aiming. You see them clip the tree. They careen across the road and go straight off the road into the ditch.
God. Yes.
Their back wheels sort of still going, spinning round. And now they're trying to get out of the car. Do you want to take your shot?
Yes, I want to shoot.
This will require...
bonus die for the aim, penalty die, moving vehicle.
Well, we're currently not moving. So I slowed to a stop to pick up Hawk.
Oh, yeah. God bless Hawks.
Yeah, right?
I mean, we're looking at one penalty die, minimum.
What gun is this?
It's 60%.
38, isn't it?
It's Charles's revolver, yeah. 38.
What's the range on that?
Range 15 yards.
Yeah, I think this probably requires a hard success with a penalty die.
Do I get a bonus for the aim?
But you get a bonus for the aim. So, yeah, just a hard success is required.
Just a hard success.
What's your firearms like?
Well, that's not a hard success.
You can spend luck.
I can't.
No.
Clever.
Come on, poor people. You can always spend luck.
What do you mean you're not an antiquarian? You fire, bang, wildly into the trees. Thomas and Maureen, what are you doing? Still struggling, or?
I think the gunshot snaps me out of the kind of petty squabble that we're in. And I sort of pull back and think, right, she's not yielding. So I look back to see what's happened, and maybe I see the lights fixed because they've crashed off the road, right?
Mm.
So I see that and say, they're stopped. They're stopped.
Right. Why won't he get in? Is he still there? That's all I need to know. Can I still see him there?
Yep.
And which side of the car is he next to my door?
Tapping on the window. He's at the back door, tapping at the window.
Let him in.
The other side of...
For God's sake.
Dr. Coombs.
I note that like the other car doesn't... seems to have stopped momentarily, at least. So I lean back and try and open the door to let him in.
So you all see Maureen lean back, open the car door and shut it again. And what do you do?
And I say, right, buckle your seatbelt, Hawks. We're on our way to the hospital.
Well, I've already opened my door, I think, in that time.
Ah.
And I'm looking out to see in the dark. Is there anyone approaching?
Yes. They're getting out of the car and climbing her back out of the ditch.
Yeah.
Okay, in which case I will close the door and say, for God's sake, drive!
Yeah, which is what I'm doing. As you shout that, I'm revving and pulling away again. Luckily, Hawks is now in the car. I can see him in the rearview mirror.
You can just see his eyes.
Thank God we found you. I tell you what.
Yes.
I tell you what, you're going to be a lot of help, but please don't do that thing where you fold yourself up again. It freaked me out last time.
Can't believe the sacrifices you've made for your daughter, and yet you pull over in the middle of a car chase for the sake of some bloke.
Well, to be fair, I had a bout of madness that told me that he was essential.
And he may well be.
Yeah.
But,
He may yet be.
He may yet be. We don't know who he is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just pulling away again and going at speed again, trying to...
And Hawks is muttering about something. Do you know the story about these woods? There was an old house in here somewhere. They say there was a man buried underground. He always wanted to escape. Oh, yeah. He'd get haunted by his ghost, some 18th century chap.
Sat in the wing mirror. Rearview mirror.
Yeah. Oh. I never found that house, though. Could be anywhere.
Oh, God.
And as you speed out into the darkness, you see in the rear view them standing at the side of the road looking after you. Just their eyes as well, over there. Long white
kerchiefs.
One of them takes his down as he stares after you. And can you give me a spot hidden roll, just Maureen?
Oh yeah, rearview mirror shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's my spot hidden? Just before I roll it, because I like to know, so I don't get excited. 50. It's all right. 27. I thought it was 21.
So you pass.
Yeah.
His face is covered in tiny, teeth-filled mouths all over his face. And they're all sort of grinning and opening and chattering and chittering as he disappears into the darkness as you speed away.
Somewhere deep in the back of my mind, I'm a bit worried that somebody is stuck in the grounds of the house.
Yeah.
Which I find deeply unsettling. The person who was crying out for help.
Johnny Reese.
And I think Johnny Reese could be a bad spot.
Yeah. But the kids are the priority, right? In Maureen's.
Damn straight.
And can we go back for Johnny Reese?
We can't.
No, we've got to keep driving, Maureen. Keep driving.
Did you see that? Did you see his face in the mirror?
I didn't see. Don't think about it. Wait, did we see it?
All the mouths.
Well, this is the point, of course. This is the point where we now have to roll sanity for the fact we did all see it, right?
No.
Just Maureen.
Only Maureen saw it.
Just Maureen. What are you talking about?
It looked like mouths. They were...
What?
It was Sedgwick. You know Sedgwick? One of those fellas in the car, he pulled his mask down. It was Sedgwick, but he had other mouths. Honestly.
Maureen, just take it easy.
Okay.
Take it easy. We need to get Esther to the hospital, and you'll feel much better.
How are you, Esther? How are you, darling? Is she asleep? Are they unconscious, or are they?
I think they're both probably unconscious at this point. Yeah,
they've taken a lot.
So they're lying on the back seat, sort of in.
How is she? She's still breathing.
She's breathing. She's resting. She just needs to see her
a doctor with proper medical kit.
Pedal to the metal.
So you're driving down the main road to Crawley, and you pass the Blue Star Diner.
Mm-hmm.
The lights are on in there. It doesn't look very busy. It looks empty, in fact. But you keep going. You see the little lights of the Hooverville away to your left. What little candles and lanterns they have sort of lit up. But you're heading towards the slightly brighter lights of Crawley.
Yeah.
Mm. Are you just going straight there, straight to the hospital?
I mean, I guess there's probably a moment.
I think for a moment, Donan thinks, do we need backup? And he thinks about Nancy Carver, and she, you know, she's quite young and useful, a bit crazy, but you know, she'd certainly have an axe to grind if all of this is connected.
We could do with an axe.
But I think he just says out. He says out loud. Some people in there with an axe to grind, but I don't want to get anyone else in trouble. You?
No.
Say quite loudly.
I think, apart from anything else, I don't think we can fit anyone else in the car.
Yes, I mean, they do need warning. We know that they're snatching children from there. We must let the others know. There's still children there. But I think we have to get to the hospital first, because I don't know about you, but I'm not feeling in a great place, and Billy and Esther certainly aren't in a great place.
I don't think we should stop.
No.
But we should come back. We should come back and let them know. We need to make a stand.
We'll come back. We'll come back with knowing how to do this better.
I say, oh, yeah, we'll definitely come back. Thinking, I don't think any of us are coming back.
Yeah.
Do you think that? And I'm struggling. I'm struggling to get it out, if you pardon the expression. Do you think that this, what you did back there for those, for her, do you think, for us, do you think maybe, do you see what I'm saying?
I performed the same procedure on myself, but I have to be honest with you. I'm not sure it's done me that much good.
I grip the handle that's provided by the car roof to aid us, to assist in exiting and entering the car. That high handle that gives a person the opportunity to feel a little bit like they're about to jump out of a plane. And I feel a bit like I'm about to jump out of a plane. And I say, if there's one of those fuckers inside of me, I need you to get it out.
What I will say, Dr. Coombs, as you are thinking about what you've had to do, well, I've got a question for you. What do you think they do? Do you have an idea about...
Oh, God.
What they do?
Do I, Nathaniel Coombs...
Yeah, does Nathaniel Coombs have an idea about what they do?
What the parasites do.
And what what I really mean is, do you, Dan, have an idea that Nathaniel Coombs might also have?
Remind me, you did describe them as like... I'm not going to give any opinion of my own, but you described them as very specific. They were those... What are those things called? Those leeches with the... mouth that live in the... Lamprey. Yeah, that's what I just wanted to get in my head, sorry.
That's very much what I've got.
Yeah, I've got a sort of theory, but I've also got like a kind of... I'm somewhat confused about... Should I tell you what I think?
If you think what you think, it's fair to assume that that's what...
Yeah. So I'm under the impression, based on what I've experienced and also what I think Malloy said, that these they somehow go inside you and somehow suck out your life force, and then that can be harnessed and milked or something, and then and then given to someone else. So they drain some kind of essential power. Now Coombs is struggling with that, because that doesn't make any medical sense. That there's no such thing as essential power. So I think he's confused as what the actual science of that is. But I think, what the
but metaphysically, I think that's what he believes. But however, he's also a bit confused because the little things, and I think he's unsure about whether the little things that were in the, like, eggs that were in Priestley that burrowed into his hand are the same, or whether that was something else and something equally horrible. So he's unsure about that. Mm. Anyway, that's where I'm at. That's where he's at.
Well, in that case, what I'm going to say is you can give me either a Cthulhu Mythos roll or an extreme intelligence roll, extreme idea roll. As you're discussing it now in the car, your brain's working on it. You can give me those rolls if you want.
Well, I mean, extreme idea roll would be marginally easier, but I guess I'm rolling for both, and if I get under my Mythos, I'll let you know. So maybe I've expressed some of this, but maybe I haven't been quite so explicit. But just, no. You know, the fact that I've said, I got it out, but I don't feel any better.
Well, I heard what Malloy said as well, didn't I? So, yeah, it's sort of tapping into that.
I know we've all had experiences of our power and our luck maybe going up and down through various experiences, but player to player. I'll tell you now that I had an experience that you weren't privy to where I stepped out of the car and walked away from the car towards the woods and my power and my luck went up.
Oh my God.
But I still haven't got to the bottom of why that is.
In fact, because of that experience, you can have a bonus die on this.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad I mentioned it.
I'd forgotten about that.
So yeah, you start, as the doc starts going into this description about feeling better about himself as he went towards the woods, feeling stronger.
Yeah, maybe I mentioned that.
Malloy interrupts and says, wait, I've not had a feeling like that.
No, it was
Malloy interrupts.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
I hope not.
And I grip the, like, oh, it's classic. It's Freudian, isn't it, Rain? It's classic.
It is, yeah. It's like on the back of the car, like the T2 in Terminator.
I think what I've done is I've accidentally, as I was checking the front of the car, I've left that little mirror down in the passenger seat at the front. And I look, and I'm looking at Malloy. And then I realise it's me. But I'm imagining that I'm Malloy. Because he took everything from me, and I'm already thinking about taking it back. But then wouldn't I just be like him? And then the doc snaps me out of it.
And I say, yeah. I say, no, let me explain. It was way before we even got to Prospect. We were on the road. We just pulled over to take a look at poor Billy before we got there. He was
I remember.
Very unwell, and we got out. We weren't sure. We were looking for tracks into the woods, and I stepped away from the car, and
yes.
I felt enlivened, somewhat like stronger than I had for weeks at least, but that feeling has left me now. But I can't, and I'm racking my brains, and I roll. Fuck's sake, man. Both my dice are 90 with zero on my units. I'm going to push it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to push it. If I put my hand on my abdomen,
oh, even better.
Is it still? Is there still any give, or is it kind of solid now?
Yeah, it's solid.
Okay, well that's interesting. So I do that. It?
Maybe he needs to really check, Dom. Maybe he just needs to really check.
So I do. I really push against it, and then I say, and then I, who's in the back with me? No, just the kids.
The
right,
kids.
The kids.
Oh, fuck.
So I lean forward. Who's driving? Maureen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I lean forward and I say, I say, Dolan, let me just, I ain't going to do anything. I just want to see if it's the same. And I reach forward and I, as I'm holding my abdomen, I just sort of reach into Dolan's, and I assume maybe I don't know, but.
No, I'm really distracted because I'm looking in this little mirror, looking at it, just checking.
I'm just trying to.
I'm not really looking at what he's doing.
See what I can feel, comparing the two fleshes.
What an erotic moment.
And fuck's sake.
Slip down too far. Different show.
Still fail.
Oh, now you've involved me as well. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd like to push my roll by shooting my friend.
you stabbing your own stomach. I was four and I was really backing you. And now you're just going to put your hand You're going to murder me by putting your hand into my stomach.
Potentially, my hand is on both our stomachs.
Thankfully, I have a few hit points. It's nice to know that you're going to level that up.
Yeah.
That's good. Awesome. No, I love it. I love it. It's brilliant.
Now, I've rolled another 90. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. Well,
at least it wasn't a fumble, man.
Yeah, too.
Okay. So I'm going to... here's what I'm going to say.
You're dead.
You might not like this.
I can't imagine we will.
You realize, as you're doing it, your hand phases into Dolan. And you feel something moving. For Dolan, this is a horrible experience. It's like being awake for surgery. You know, you can feel your internal organs and everything, something moving in them. And you feel this thing slippering around and you grab it. And as you do, it lets out this kind of... As you pull it out of Dolan, realization comes across you. You realize how they've been doing this. You don't understand the science of it, if there is such a thing. But when these things are in someone, they devour life force. And you can steal it by putting it into yourself. And you realize the reason you had that experience before was because you'd had a parasite.
Of course.
That you'd taken out of...
From Billy.
That you'd taken out of Billy Spitzer.
Oh, we were so close.
Did I get it out of Billy Spitzer in the car?
And didn't it get you on the hand?
It bit me? And
there was contact.
It got inside you.
And it got inside you, I think. That was the horror, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so you realize that if you just put this into yourself, you will get some of that essence back. However, you have failed a pushed roll.
Yes.
I'm going to roll my sanity simultaneous to this.
Fair enough, yes. Probably won't. So, I think you've only got one hit point, haven't you?
Okay.
Oh dear.
Yeah, well.
So I think I'm going to forego the luck roll that would prevent damage from getting bitten by one of these things. And so you do get bitten. Do you have a major wound?
It's been incremental. Yeah. So I don't think I do.
You don't have a major wound. It occurs to you as well, in this sort of realization, what I will give you for free is that not all of these organisms are the same. Some of the organisms you've seen in the house are not the same as this thing, like the spidery thing or all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not the same as this. Yeah. This is a very specific entity, and it's different to that inside out monkey thing as well.
Yeah.
But.
The puppet!
Those little eggs probably do turn into these things, I suspect. And as you're bringing it to you, it bites you in the neck. And so suddenly, for the rest of you, there's this screaming on the back seat.
Oh, my God.
And then this gurgling. Coombs loses 3 hit points and falls unconscious. But in the process, it disappears inside of him.
Tragic. It's the tragic thoughts of
the Fellowship of the Ring.
Well, I think it's Dolan. It's Dolan's tragic interior, that was.
Dolan's tragic interior. That was like a brilliant Tool album.
Dolan's tragic interior.